Part 3. Focus on listening. Listening 1. An interview for a market research consultant. B. Listen to a market research consultant being interviewed about his job. Put the process that the consultant goes through with a new client into the correct order and write the corresponding letters in the given blanks.
How long have you been a market research consultant?
Well, I started straight after finishing university in 1997.
Did you study market research?
Yeah, and it really helped me to get into the industry, but I have to say that it's more important to get experience in different types of market research to find out exactly what you're interested in.
So, what are you interested in?
Well, at the moment, I specialize in quantitative advertising research, which means that I do two types of projects. Trackers, which are ongoing projects that look at trends or customer satisfaction over a long period of time. I then have to analyze the shifts in trends. The only problem with trackers is that it is very admin-intensive and so takes up a lot of your time, but you do build up a good relationship with the client. I also do a couple of ad hoc jobs, which are much shorter projects.
What exactly do you mean by ad hoc jobs?
It's basically when companies need quick answers to their questions about their consumers' habits. They just ask for one questionnaire to be sent out, for example, so the time you spend on an ad hoc project tends to be fairly short.
Which do you prefer, trackers or ad hoc?
I like doing both, and in fact, I need to do both at the same time to keep me sane. I need the variety.
So, on a daily basis, how much contact do you have with your clients?
A lot, although it does depend on how live a project is.
What do you mean by live?
Some clients want a lot of data and so could be on the phone every other day wanting updates and new questionnaires.
Okay, so how exactly do you get the data they need?
Well, I'm in charge of designing the questionnaires, whether they be for the field department, which organizes people to speak to people in the street, or the phones. Or we now do a lot of online questionnaires. Anyway, I then liaise with the operations department who book and brief interviewers about what they have to do.
Can you just explain what process you go through with a new client?
Right. Well, together we decide on the methodology and the objectives of the research. I then design a questionnaire. Once the interviewers have been briefed, I send the client a schedule and then they get back to me with deadlines. I then speak to the data processing department about what the end tables should look like. Often the client will contact me for a top line, which is a sample of the results after, say, 3 days of research. Once the final tables are ready, I have to check them and organize a presentation. I have to go back to the original proposal and analyze the results to see what corresponds with their objectives and to see if I can find anything they may not have thought of.
Finally, what do you like and dislike about your job?
As I said, variety is important, and as for what I don't like, it has to be the table checking. C. Listen to the interview again. Fill in the blanks with the missing information.
How long have you been a market research consultant?
Well, I started straight after finishing university in 1997.
Did you study market research?
Yeah, and it really helped me to get into the industry, but I have to say that it's more important to get experience in different types of market research to find out exactly what you're interested in.
So, what are you interested in?
Well, at the moment, I specialize in quantitative advertising research, which means that I do two types of projects. Trackers, which are ongoing projects that look at trends or customer satisfaction over a long period of time. I then have to analyze the shifts in trends. The only problem with trackers is that it is very admin-intensive and so takes up a lot of your time, but you do build up a good relationship with the client. I also do a couple of ad hoc jobs, which are much shorter projects.
What exactly do you mean by ad hoc jobs?
It's basically when companies need quick answers to their questions about their consumers' habits. They just ask for one questionnaire to be sent out, for example, so the time you spend on an ad hoc project tends to be fairly short.
Which do you prefer, trackers or ad hoc?
I like doing both, and in fact, I need to do both at the same time to keep me sane. I need the variety.
So, on a daily basis, how much contact do you have with your clients?
A lot, although it does depend on how live a project is.
What do you mean by live?
Some clients want a lot of data and so could be on the phone every other day wanting updates and new questionnaires.
Okay, so how exactly do you get the data they need?
Well, I'm in charge of designing the questionnaires, whether they be for the field department, which organizes people to speak to people in the street, or the phones. Or we now do a lot of online questionnaires. Anyway, I then liaise with the operations department, who book and brief interviewers about what they have to do.
Can you just explain what process you go through with a new client?
Right. Well, together we decide on the methodology and the objectives of the research. I then design a questionnaire. Once the interviewers have been briefed, I send the client a schedule and then they get back to me with deadlines. I then speak to the data processing department about what the end tables should look like. Often the client will contact me for a top line, which is a sample of the results after, say, 3 days of research. Once the final tables are ready, I have to check them and organize a presentation. I have to go back to the original proposal and analyze the results to see what corresponds with their objectives and to see if I can find anything they may not have thought of.
Finally, what do you like and dislike about your job?
As I said, variety is important, and as for what I don't like, it has to be the table checking.